Leaving India is not easy, and it's not every Indian's preferred choice. India is hard to forget, all the more if family and close friends are left behind. Living abroad and engaging meaningfully with India is an important, ongoing struggle for many of us. The years go by quickly as our children grow up in foreign lands, changing and adapting in ways that often surprise us. India may not be forgotten, but as we juggle career and other obligations abroad, memories fade and priorities change, especially if there are attractive options and no clear plans to go back. Some of us will never return to India. Many wait to leave her troubled shores. Technology keeps us in touch with our loved ones, but life overseas has its own demands. Relationships are more challenging. Working with diverse nationalities is a learning experience. Marriages need more flexibility. Raising kids abroad, retaining religious and social customs, or seeking the warmth of community cannot be taken for granted. Some might quip that this is difficult in India itself, where the impact of communication technology is rapidly changing society. But the fact is, the scope for passing on family values and cherished traditions to our increasingly globalized offspring is more difficult outside the country. Exposure to a new way of life, the effect of absorbing diverse ideas, adapting to a new lifestyle, etc., is unavoidable, and many people find themselves unprepared. Finding a spouse, building strong relationships, educating children, caring for old parents, etc., is different from the way these things happen in India. Culture shock has an accumulative effect, often causing unexpected upheaval not everyone is equipped to handle. Desh or Diaspora is a compilation of editorials from my 2-decade-old magazine, The International Indian. I launched it in 1992 to examine and share insights on many of these issues. However, Desh or Diaspora is not a chronology of the magazine's existence. It is more a 20-year diary of what repels or draws us back to India. From features and thought-provoking columns analyzing political and social issues to debating the spiritual odyssey, the International Indian magazine logs the never-ending saga of Indians striving to distinguish themselves all over the world. Whether you are a Desi or a Pardesi, The International Indian is a magazine that will challenge you to think as we urge our readers to make a difference in Desh or Diaspora. Published without interruption since 1992, The International Indian is the oldest magazine of Gulf Indian society and history. TII, as it is called, was the first to popularize the term Indian diaspora, an expression that is now generic, and to pioneer diaspora journalism for expatriates in the Middle East. Many an exile longs for India and can't get enough. A privileged few live and work in both spheres, India and diaspora. The vast majority of non-resident Indians, NRIs, especially in the Middle East, will return to India someday. after a stint of work overseas, but a life abroad is permanent for many. The Indian diaspora is a patchwork quilt of global diversity in the 21st century. Indian colonial era slave labor skillfully made a remarkable transition to rebuild the ravaged post-World War II economies of Britain, Holland, and Germany. Today, respected Indian professional and business communities thrive in America, Africa, Australia, Canada, Europe, Far East, UK, etc. Skilled and unskilled workers continue to build and maintain the oil-rich cities of the Arabian Gulf Cooperation Council, home to the world's largest concentration of non-resident Indians in Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Cutting across cultures, faiths, and countries, the economic and cultural survival of some 30 million overseas Indians is a truly impressive phenomenon. With resilient religious and cultural moorings, Indians are unlikely to melt into any universal mass culture. Indianness is unique. Indians tenaciously hold on to their religious, regional, linguistic, and ethnic identities. Overseas, Indians appear to be more enthusiastically Indian, because the classification of Indian does not seem to be contentious overseas. Editing a magazine like TII offers many opportunities to understand issues relevant to the diaspora and India. Particularly fascinating for me is the opportunity to foster community and debate the greatest journey of all, our spiritual quest. TII respects and welcomes heartfelt viewpoints of all faiths from people willing to share spiritual insights in their journey of faith. Authenticity, crisp and interesting writing is our only requirement. Knowing how our readers actively follow what is happening in India and the role of religion in Indian politics, TII regularly explores this facet to see what is genuine and what is not. Gandhiji did not hesitate to mix faith and politics. From that vantage point, he tried to show that the same moral laws which hold good for the individual hold good for the group and the nation. He did not quote or teach only from the Hindu scriptures. He experimented with the truth from sources familiar to Muslims, Christians, and others. I am no less curious. In Shruti and Smriti, is the true Sanatan Dharma told? Why is Muhammad deemed the last prophet? What is the proof that Christ can eternally redeem man's sin? What are the truths we can clearly mine from the Vedas, the Quran, the Bible, and the Granth Sahib, etc.? Religion is man-made. Personal faith in God is direct. Why do people confuse loyalties and concede right living and caring about one another for religious one-upmanship? Is blindly following the herd with spiritual pride more important than unraveling the mystery of genuine faith and personal freedom? I often remember what Gandhi said. Those who say religion has nothing to do with politics do not know what religion is. And Lord Acton once observed that religion is the key to history. It is in a journalistic context that I subscribe to the urgent need for dialogue on the spiritual quest. Finding and telling stories about the ongoing search for success and meaning, the International Indian observes how people do life, God, family, work, country, talent, recreation, emigration, etc., we try to unravel life's achievements, pleasures, and intimacies. Desh or Diaspora may be an interesting title for my blog, but it is also a poignant journey for many Indians abroad and for those who plan to leave India or come back to the homeland. Thank you. Till the next time, this is Frank Raj.